Look, I am for marriage between a man and a woman. I am for life from conception. I am for following the Bible, and I believe that our founders started this nation on biblical principles. I am in support of our military and believe that America should play a role in world security. I believe our Constitution was intended for a moral people and that the Bible contains the only true moral code. I believe we are all born sinners and that God in His grace and mercy sent His Son Jesus Christ to die for our sins, and that if we will confess our sins, He is just and righteous to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. I believe salvation is not just accomplished in a little prayer, but that it is found in how that transformation is lived out. Jesus is to be the Lord of our lives, and we should follow biblical precepts. This is not legalism or works, but a life lived out in love and honor towards the one who died for my sins. Faith without works is dead and is no faith at all. I believe that we will fall and that we need to have a repentant heart, and that God will ultimately bring us into perfect action through Jesus Christ, spirit man perfected and soulish man in progress. I believe that we are not to live in guilt and shame when we fall, but we repent and get up and move closer to Jesus. I believe that if our nation will repent and turn from wickedness, that God will heal our land. I believe that as a Christian, I must occupy till He comes, and that to call evil wicked and to warn about those evil acts is a part of the mandate of Christianity. That to love also means to be willing to take the risk necessary to confront a friend with the truth in hopes that their heart will be turned, because their life matters, even if it means, in that moment, they will possibly hate me. It means that I must risk scorn to stand for truth, and that I can never sit silently by while evil attempts to conquer the world. God is my everything, and Jesus is the love of my life. That does not make me weak, but strong, not silent, but bold, and not fearful, but courageous. Therefore, if you are my friend, while we may not fully agree, know that I share what I share because I care. If you strongly disagree with these beliefs, they are not debatable for me, and you can, if you choose, unfriend me. I do not say this in anger, but in love. I wish for you eyes to see and ears to hear that Jesus Christ is the only way to salvation, and that God, not man, gets to decide what is truth, life, and the way. God bless you.
Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg Young.
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should shew forth the praises of Him who has called you out of darkness into His marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
And now, Chosen Generation, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And now, here's your host, Pastor Greg.
And welcome to the program. Great to have you with me. Thanks so much for being here. I know you have a choice in where you can listen each and every day. And man, oh man, oh man, oh man, have I got a good show for you. I'm gonna say some things today that might get a few people upset, but you know what? The truth's got to be spoken, folks. It's got to be spoken. Michael Beatrice is going to be with us, bottom of hour number two. The FDA and Pfizer lost a Freedom of Information Act lawsuit, and the judge ordered them to start releasing the documents they've been holding. The lies that they have been putting forward are over, and we're going to talk about that today. Their documentation validates VAERS, open VAERS, validated. So now we know that the 2,050,462 events identified on open VAERS are for real. We know 141,000 people have been hospitalized by the vaccine. 223,276 total reported hospitalizations, folks. We know that it is true that there have been 25,000 deaths directly related directly related to the vaccine, to the injection. 141,000 hospitalizations, 124,000 urgent cares, 182,000 doctor office visits, 36,662 incidences of myocarditis or pericarditis, and 13,000 people have died of heart attacks, and 47,676 people have been permanently disabled by the injection. We were rats in an experiment that has gone horribly, horribly wrong. We'll talk about that with Michael Beatrice. Top of the hour, Ward Connerly will be with us. New article out today. Dems are leaning on race diversity to build what activists are calling a new American majority coalition. And they're doing it behind their judge nominee, Ketanji Brown Jackson, who believes that babies, black babies, should be murdered. Why not? Let's just kill all the black babies. One of the proponents of blackgenocide.org. We'll have Reverend Childress on to talk about her. Oh, baby, I'm telling you, we're going to open it up. I told you, today's going to knock your socks off, but it's the truth, and we have got to stop it. All lives matter. Black lives matter. Black babies' lives matter. Bottom of the hour, Matt Long and I are going to get into it. We're going to talk about how conservatives have completely and totally abandoned the very principle that makes them conservative. We'll be talking about that. All right, here we go. I'm going to welcome my next guest and first guest to the program. And I've already told him that he's going to probably be wanting to run for the hills. No, Ken, don't run for the hills. Ken is one of those guys that runs right into the storm, and he tells it in the name of Jesus Christ, be still. I want to welcome the founder, he and his wife Sylvia, founders of Freedom Encounters Deliverance Ministry. I've been working with these folks for almost 20 years. He's been at this for 50. I want to welcome Ken Thornburg. Ken, welcome aboard.
Hey,
there you go.
Hey, thank you, Greg. Whoa.
Yeah.
Oh, my.
Huh? Huh?
Oh, that's the first.
Well, I'm just kind of warming you up because here we go. This is my opening dialogue to you today, folks. Get ready. Brace yourselves.
Get ready. Fasten your seatbelts.
We must speak the truth. When you start out right there, people are dying because of silence. Silence about how man is pretending to be God with these injections. Silence, as man says, did God really say? And they indoctrinate our children and make them victims of mind-altering and soul-altering agendas. The altars we deal with are created by trauma, and the children are being traumatized by what the schools are exposing them to. Then they become victims of sexual exploitation. They burn with anger and become devoid of conscience. Life has no meaning, and they're told to kill babies and introduced to extreme violence in the culture. There are no boundaries created and no sense of right and wrong. Sin is good because they wrap it with a bow and present it as though it's normal. Kids are taught to masturbate, experiment with each other, and consider altering their sexual identity. Then they're told they are of less value than the animals and are the real problem. They're made to be violent and intolerant of those that have a set of rules. Then they are questioned when they react violently. Life, they are told, has no meaning. And when they're told they take one life, they are told, has no meaning. And then when they take one or take their own, the secularists try to blame it on God or the intolerant, a code for the noncompliant, whom they claim are making people miserable and causing trouble. So we must aim high to take out the powers and principalities that are creating this confusion and speak life to the parts that are fragmented and ask the angels to destroy the unholy parts that are not real. We must call on the name of Jesus Christ, wherein lies the power, and speak light into the darkness. In him is the victory. Praise the Lord. Ken?
Yeah, Greg? I suppose you want me to comment on this.
Well, we put it up on their table, brother, and I want you to comment because what you and Freedom Encounters do is set people free from demonic oppression and possession. What you do is restore broken cores, and you speak to these traumatized altars, and you burn up and destroy the false demonic that makes people think things that are lies and that are untrue. And you destroy. You destroy principalities and powers. Go ahead. You destroy principalities and powers that are over them, the overarching authorities. You guys do warfare in that realm regularly.
That's right. Yeah, we do very regularly. And principalities, powers, rulers of darkness, angels of death, all kinds of what are referred to as entities. And what's most interesting, Greg, is that in the past 2 years, almost exactly 2 years, the numbers of those we are discovering are on the earth doing the damage to the general public has increased sometimes 20-fold over what it had been for decades and decades. I mean, we're talking overnight. And when you begin to look, and our listeners begin to look at what's happening in society, we realize that sin has been reframed.
Yeah.
We treat sin like a pet. And sin has gone viral in society. And it has become, as what you've shown in here, I would say it has been absorbed into our soul, into our spirit, into our emotions, and into our heart. Instead of calling abortion murder, it's called reproductive rights. I have a right to do this. Well, where does the Word of God support the right of murder? And I would say to any of our listeners, find me a verse and send it to me. Freedom Encounters, we're on the web. Send me a verse that says it's okay for us to murder an unborn child.
I'll give you one verse.
Yeah.
Minor attracted persons.
Oh. Oh, yes.
Now, listen, let me read this to you. In case you're unaware of the distinction between a pedophile and a minor attracted person, a pedophile is someone with an attraction to a prepubescent child, while minor attraction is an umbrella term for someone attracted to minors in general. What?
What?
Okay, so a pedophile is attracted to minors, but minor attracted people is an umbrella term. In other words, it's a desensitization term so that we will accept adults and sexual assault. When an adult sexually assaults a child, we'll now accept that because, you know, they're minor attracted. So it's okay. This is the slippery slope that Judge Scalia.
This is the reframing.
Well, this is what Judge Scalia said when we took the sodomy law in Texas and overturned it. This is what Clarence Thomas wrote when Scalia wrote when they said the Obergefell decision to legalize sodomite marriage was going to lead to pedophilia. And I might note that in the document, the overhauling of Straight America, they say in there that NAMBLA, which is the North American Man Boy Love Association, is at the furthest edge of acceptable. Acceptable. That's the key word you need to understand, folks.
Wow.
It has always been a part of this agenda to desensitize and turn America into an amoral culture. And if you turn back and you go back to their origins, which is the Stone Whatever Bar that was the gay bar back in New York, and you actually know the history of how they took young boys that came from the Midwest that were looking for adventure in the late 1960s, who left home, and when they arrived at the subway station that was near this bar, older men would be down there and they'd say, "Hey, come on, man, I got some stuff for you." And they'd take them into the bathroom and they'd give them drugs and they'd get them inebriated and then they would rape them. Now imagine your son having to call you when he's just arrived in New York and the first thing that happens to him is he gets raped by a man. They would become...
Who would have ever dreamed? They
became drug addicts and they disappeared from their parents. The parents didn't know what happened to them. And hi, I'm Pastor Greg, host of the Chosen Generation Radio Show, heard on the Truth Broadcasting Network and seen on TECNTV.com Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to noon Eastern, where I discuss today's most important issues through a biblical constitutional lens. TECNTV.com appreciates our partnership with NTD, and we'd love for you to give our great programming a view. That's TECNTV.com, Chosen Generation Radio with Pastor Greg. God bless you and God bless America. Hi, this is Pastor Greg, host of the Chosen Generation Radio Show. If you follow my program, you know I'm a miracle survivor of a catastrophic car accident where I saved my daughter's life, spent 6 weeks on life support, died four times, and broke bones in my head, neck, back, ribs, arms, pelvis, and both legs. That was in 2017. In 2004, I was given 3 to 6 months to live as my pituitary gland and adrenal gland shut down. In both instances, God and His natural cures saved and preserved my life. Recently, I was introduced to a product that has taken my healing to a whole nother level. If you want to know more, go to cgrwellness.com and sign up for an account. It's free to sign up. That's cgrwellness.com and sign up for your free account. And when you get done, email me at pg@pastorgregyoung.com. That's pg@pastorgregyoung.com, and I'll tell you how to get well. Hi, this is Pastor Greg for Coco Lasses. Coco Lasses, right here, folks. This stuff is absolutely delicious. Dark cocoa and black molasses. And talk about healthy. Wow. Vitamins, minerals, nutrients. This stuff is absolutely dynamite, and it tastes great. Just take a cup of hot water and take some Coco Lasses, measure it out, and I'm going to get every last drop of it right here, boy. Take my spoon, scoop that cup right out so I can get every last drop of Coco Lasses. Got my Coco Lasses right here in my cup. Stir it up. You can put a little more, a little less, whatever you prefer. And bottoms up.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country. By contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights, I am Patriot Mobile.
Hi, I'm Pastor Greg, host of the Chosen Generation Radio Show, heard on the Truth Broadcasting Network and seen on TECNTV.com, Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to noon Eastern, where I discuss today's most important issues through a biblical constitutional lens. TECNTV.com appreciates our partnership with NTD, and we'd love for you to give our great programming a view. That's TECNTV.com, Chosen Generation Radio with Pastor Greg. God bless you and God bless America.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.chosengenerationradio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to chosengenerationradio.com. I'm your host. Welcome back to chosengenerationradio.com. All right, anyway, I'm your host, Pastor Greg. By the way, website is sort of kind of there. We had that website problem that started on Friday. GoDaddy messed up our websites so severely that we had to crash all the websites. We had to just wipe them clean and start over again. My webmaster is working on it. Please be praying for him because he's come under attack relative to illness. And I'm sure that the illness that he's having is probably related to him trying to help our ministry get back on the web in a spiritual respect. So please pray for the webmaster of Faith Harvest Church and Chosen Generation Radio. Pray that in the name of Jesus Christ, all illness is burned up and destroyed, and he and his family are made well in the name of Jesus Christ. I've got a screenshot up for those that are watching us and will be watching us. And it says supporting minor attractive people. I just wanted you to see, folks, that you know what I shared is in fact, I mean, it's right there. It's up actually on the net. And it says, in case you are unaware of the distinction between a pedophile and a minor attracted person, a pedophile is someone with an attraction to prepubescent children, while minor attraction is an umbrella term for someone attracted to minors in general. Folks, they are redefining words. A pedophile is a pedophile is a pedophile. A child is a child is a child. And it's wrong. 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 Wrong, wrong, and you know, Ken, I know you've got some things the Lord shared with you. Go right ahead, please.
Well, it's called what you just described. We call evil wordsmithing. They're just wordsmiths, and it's their way of reframing sin. You know, human rights actually encourages racism and prejudice. The thing that the Lord really put upon me when I was reading your note, actually a lot of things, but one in particular, the one thing that is going to, you might say, save our children is the whole issue of love. I know it sounds kind of corny for a lot of Christians because they hear that word so much. But if they stopped and thought about what had changed their lives and turned their lives around, it's the love of God. Without the love of God, none of us would be believers in Christ. These people don't know right or wrong. They don't have boundaries because they've never heard about the one who is love. And that's where we believers have to have a biblical worldview and know that the word of God is true, and Jesus Christ is the only begotten Son of God, period. There are no other ways to God, no other religions to heaven. There is only one, and his name is Jesus Christ. And if we don't speak up, if we don't share that, we're the ones that have the answers to the no boundaries. We're the ones who have the answers to the lies that are being told to our children in school, that they're lesser than, as you said, lesser than even the animals. We should know the Word of God that we could speak not just to our kids, but to the general public at large.
Okay, hang on a minute. We lost him. So we will call him right back.
Sorry.
That's okay. Keep going. You got about a minute and a half.
Yeah. Well, you know, one of the things, Greg, is parents need to step up. They need to step up to the truth. They need to step up and speak to their kids and not be their friend, but be a parent and speak the truth to their children and explain why it's the truth. Get those children into the Word of God. Start building a biblical worldview in them and let them know sin is not a pet. It's not something to just accept and say, well, that's the way the world is, so it's okay. I mean, everybody's doing it. If I don't do that, people are going to make fun of me. They aren't going to like me. You know, they're going to ostracize me. Well, oh, well. That's my answer to a lot of things. Oh, well. So we have to express love to these victims. We need to explain what right and wrong is, explain the boundaries, and tell them this is what God gave us in order to save our culture, in order to save ourselves.
We must, we must fight this fight. And the answer is Jesus Christ. And we have to understand the power of the name of Jesus Christ. The good news for somebody that's struggling with this minor attraction, the good news for someone that's struggling in homosexuality, the good news for every addict that is out there, the good news for every sin that you struggle or deal with is Jesus Christ said on the cross, it is finished.
Finished.
And he defeated. It tells us he defeated sin. He defeated sin. So sin no longer has a right to reign in your mortal body. In the name of Jesus Christ, be set free. In the name of Jesus Christ. Hi, this is Pastor Greg, host of the Chosen Generation Radio Show. If you follow my program, you know I'm a miracle survivor of a catastrophic car accident where I saved my daughter's life, spent 6 weeks on life support, died four times, and broke bones in my head, neck, back, ribs, arms, pelvis, and both legs. That was in 2017. In 2004, I was given 3 to 6 months to live as my pituitary gland and adrenal gland shut down. In both instances, God and his natural cures saved and preserved my life. Recently, I was introduced to a product that has taken my healing to a whole nother level. If you want to know more, go to cgrwellness.com and sign up for an account. It's free to sign up. That's cgrwellness.com.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg, host of the Chosen Generation Radio Show. If you follow my program, you know I'm a miracle survivor of a catastrophic car accident where I saved my daughter's life, spent 6 weeks on life support, died four times, and broke bones in my head, neck, back, ribs, arms, pelvis, and both legs. That was in 2017. In 2004, I was given 3 to 6 months to live as my pituitary gland and adrenal gland shut down. In both instances, God and his natural cures saved and preserved my life. Recently, I was introduced to a product that has taken my healing to a whole nother level. If you want to know more, go to cgrwellness.com and sign up for an account. It's free to sign up. That's cgrwellness.com and sign up for your free account. And when you get done, email me at pg@pastorgregyoung.com. That's pg@pastorgregyoung.com, and I'll tell you how to get well. Hi, this is Pastor Greg for Cocolassus. Cocolassus, right here, folks. This stuff is absolutely delicious. Dark cocoa and black molasses. And talk about healthy. Wow. Vitamins, minerals, nutrients. This stuff is absolutely dynamite, and it tastes great. Just take a cup of hot water and take some cocolasses, measure it out, and I'm going to get every last drop of it right here, boy. Take my spoon, scoop that cup right out so I can get every last drop of cocolasses. Got my cocolasses right here in my cup. Stir it up. You can put a little more, a little less, whatever you prefer. And bottoms up. Hi, I'm Pastor Greg, host of the Chosen Generation Radio Show, heard on the Truth Broadcasting Network and seen on TECNTV.com Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to noon Eastern, where I discuss today's most important issues through a biblical constitutional lens. TECNTV.com appreciates our partnership with NTD, and we'd love for you to give our great programming a view. That's TECNTV.com, Chosen Generation Radio with Pastor Greg. God bless you, and God bless.
Now, back to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg.
Pastor Greg.
And don't forget, you can get more Chosen Generation at www.chosengenerationradio.com.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits, everything filtered through biblical glasses. And very, very, very excited, as I am each and every week, to be joining my good friend, Matt Long, on the Matt Long Show on Hill Country Patriot Radio, joining them to our network and our national reach. And we love having Matt come on the program. And the Hill Country Patriot Radio folks, thanks for being with us. Matt, welcome. Good to have you, my brother.
Always happy to be here, and honor to be with you, Pastor Greg. Thank you, sir.
Well, we have quite the topic to talk about today, don't we?
Yeah, we do. And, you know, I think there's a lot of people that wish this topic would just go away. And it's not. We got to keep the fight up.
It's not going to go away, because look, if you want to take down a castle, and Ken Ham has some pretty good illustrations with Answers for Genesis, and this is the guy that that created the Ark that folks are going. As a matter of fact, I was watching the NCAA final or March Madness, and there was a commercial for the Ark, and I thought, right on, man, this is great, because you know. But he did, and he said, and he, in one of those illustrations, shows a castle sitting on sand, and the castle collapses. Mm-hmm. And this is a scriptural principle as well. And unfortunately, our conservatives have said for years. Look, you know, 11 years ago, I started doing this radio program. 11 years ago, I was asked to lead the Oak Initiative chapter there in Kerrville. And everybody was talking about Islam, and that's important. It was one of the things the Lord told me to talk about. But he also told me that we needed to warn people about the coming wave of homosexual agenda that was on its way. And I started trying to educate on that. And Matt, no one wanted to hear it. No one wanted to come. Everybody wanted just, you know what, Pastor, we don't want to talk about social issues. We want to talk about fiscal responsibility and personal responsibility. And we want to talk about, you know, these more important things over here. Ladies and gentlemen.
And I was one of them. Pastor Greg, true confession. Go ahead.
Well, folks, if you don't have the moral foundation, the Bill of Rights won't stick. If you don't have the moral foundation, the Constitution is a worthless piece of paper. It's a useless document. Conservatism is built on the fact that God, and God alone, is the one who gives us our rights, not man, not kings, not governments. Governments are formed for the purpose of securing, defending, and protecting those rights, not handing them out. God is the basis upon which everything we do is founded. God is the giver of life, the life in your lungs, the breath that you breathe was given to you by God Almighty. It's who you are because you are His. The liberty that you have was paid for on that cross. Jesus Christ bought your liberty. That's why the preachers spoke so boldly that the king was usurping and trying to attempt to be God, and it was heresy. It was wrong because there's only one king, and his name is Jesus Christ, and he is the ruler over all of this earth. He paid for it and bought it and redeemed it, and he redeemed you. And your liberty is founded in that truth. And in that truth alone is where your liberty is founded. And you want to talk about happiness? You want to talk about the pursuit of happiness? Who do you think put that pursuit in you? Who do you think put in you the desire to be the best that you can be? Who do you think gave you the gifts and the talents and the abilities to be able to accomplish anything you accomplish in your life? God Almighty put those things in there. And it's the power of the cross and the Holy Ghost that stirs those things to life, brings them to action, and brings them to fruition. And he gives us a promise of abundant life. That's where the pursuit of happiness comes from. Why are they inalienable rights? Why are they rights that can't be taken? Because they are literally who you are. You are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness because of God Almighty and His Son, Jesus Christ, coursing inside of you when you ask Christ Jesus to be the Lord of your life. And that's where true liberty is founded. And everything comes from and emanates from that authority. Now you have the moral authority to say, I have a right to the freedom of speech. I have a right to worship my God. I have a right to redress these usurpers who are doing things that are not in accordance with the Constitution and the Bill of Rights and the Declaration of Independence. I have a right to gather together and so that we might speak our minds. And the Capitol in Washington, D.C. doesn't belong to a bunch of bureaucrats. It belongs to the people. How can you trespass on a building that you own?
There you go. You know, Pastor, I got to let you catch your breath there. By the way, amen to everything you said. The question, and we saw this last night, just a hint of it in the school board meeting last night where we were talking about sexually explicit materials in the middle school. And one of the speakers said something about those old religious I can't remember exactly words he used, but it was definitely a, you know, yeah, whatever, that old religion stuff doesn't really apply today. That was not only do we hear that today, but even in the time of our founding, you know, we had many of our founders say that this type of government is only good for a moral people. And so the question, the natural question that would come up to some people would be, well, who's morals, right? Whose rules, whose morals are we following? And so Jefferson, this is very cool, the Barton books, David Barton comes out and says, and in one of his books talks about Jefferson, and Jefferson took that question seriously. And because there have been numerous moral philosophers, if you will, throughout the history of mankind. Cicero, I don't have the list in front of me, but Jefferson went through the whole list of everybody who had in history presented a list of morals. He even included other religions because Islam was around at the time.
Yep.
Buddhism was around at the time,
yep.
And so those were not, some kind of modern religion. And so he takes a look at all of these different moral philosophies, including Christianity, and he says, I've studied them all in depth, and I've looked at everything. going to try all these different ways to achieve happiness and figure out which one is the best. So Solomon and Jefferson in many ways were parallel to one another in that they researched all these moral philosophies. And what did they both come up with? Thomas Jefferson and Solomon. Solomon said, God needs to be at the center of your life for you to obtain happiness.
Amen.
And of course, he was talking about the one true God. Jefferson said Christianity, because Christ did not come at the time of Solomon, but he had come at the time of Jefferson.
Yes.
And all of these moral philosophies that have been researched by many, many people, Solomon and Jefferson both said it's got to be the one true God in Christianity.
And the and what Christianity does that nothing else does, Christianity literally is overcoming sin. Jesus Christ said, when he rose again, he said, I have overcome sin and death. When we hear someone say that, and we read in Scripture Paul talking about how you'll sin no more, sin's not a part of a believer's life, and so on, and then we look at our own closet sometime, and we may have said, "Yeah, well, I don't really reflect that, so I don't know how to put that all together." Here's the thing, folks: the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ, and believe me, I'll be 60 next week. It's taken me many, many years to be able to figure out how to formulate this in a way that makes sense. And here's the good news. And this is what God showed me 5 years ago when I was lying in intensive care in a world between here and there. Jesus Christ and the power of the name of Jesus Christ is the good news. I'm not condemning those that are in the homosexuality. I'm not condemning anybody, because Jesus Christ said when he came, I don't come to condemn. You're already condemned. The entire world is condemned. The whole world is condemned. All have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. There's only one answer and only one solution, and that is to make the profession, I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ lives in me. And the life I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God. Folks, it is only by turning us back to Jesus Christ and to Christianity that we will reclaim the culture in America and realize the full effect of our freedoms and our liberties.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
I thank and praise God for this borewell that God has enabled us to put in this village. With the prayer and support of Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Radio Ministry, and by the prayer and support of the Pastor Greg Young and the Chosen Generation Ministry, we could put the borewell in this village for the community. Before, this community was drinking dirty water, and that was really causing a lot of sickness. But now they are getting pure and fresh water, and all the community is so thankful for Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry and all the supporters. And we pray for all of you that God would bless you and God would use you so that we can put more and more borewells in a poor and a needy community, those who are really having a problem of the waters. God bless you and keep us in your prayer. And this pastor is Pastor Jackie, has been doing the ministry here in this village. And really, this village is a really in a big need of a church building. Keep us in prayer. God bless you. And this is this borewell we have put, and pure and fresh water is coming, and we are so thankful for all of you. Especially we thank to Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry that
help us and support the program. Thank you. God bless you.
Please tell me, apparently one of the whistleblowers is brave enough to come forward and give a name, or I would not have allowed you to come.
Yes, Senator. So we've got three whistleblowers who have given me permission at this point to share their name. Lieutenant Colonel Dr. Teresa Long, DOMPH, Dr. Samuel Sigloff, and Lieutenant Colonel Dr. Peter Chambers, DO and Flight Surgeon. All three have given me this data. I have declarations from all three. This data is under penalty. This is under penalty of perjury. We intend to submit this to the courts. We have substantial data showing that we saw, for example, miscarriages increased by 300% over the five-year average, almost. We saw almost 300% increase in cancer over the five-year average. Cancer is not being talked about except for by Dr. Ryan Cole. Thank you, doctor. We saw, this one's amazing, neurological. So neurological issues which would affect our pilots, over 1,000% increase. 1,000.
Ten times. That's 10 times the rate, and obviously that resonates.
83,000 per year, I'm sorry, 82,000 per year to 863,000 in 1 year. Our soldiers are being experimented on, injured, and sometimes possibly killed. Dr. Corey, thank you so much for your stance on the corruption. That's precisely what it is. They know this. And, Senator, when these doctors are attacked, not necessarily the people in this room, I'm not giving names, they call me. I'm the one dealing with the medical boards. I'm the one watching the witch hunts. I'm the one fighting them off, and I'm the one telling them where to go. I'm going to keep doing that. Senator, we also have, let me give you this last thing, and then I'll shut up and get out of your way. 9/28/2021, Project Salus weekly report. Project Salus is a Defense Department initiative where they report and they take all this data that doesn't exist supposedly, and they give it to the CDC. They're watching these vaccines. On that date and around that date, I have numerous instances where Fauci and that entire crew were saying it's a crisis of the unvaxxed. It's 99% unvaxxed in the hospital. In Project Salus, in the weekly report, the DOD document says specifically 71% of new cases are in the fully vaxxed and 60% of hospitalizations are in the fully vaxxed. This is corruption at the highest level. We need investigations. The Secretary of Defense needs investigated. The CDC needs to be investigated. And thank you so much, Senator, for having the courage to stand against these special interests.
So,
my passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
Hi, I'm Pastor Greg, host of the Chosen Generation Radio Show, heard on the Truth Broadcasting Network and seen on TECNTV.com Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to noon Eastern, where I discuss today's most important issues through a biblical constitutional lens. TECNTV.com appreciates our partnership with NTD, and we'd love for you to give our great programming a view. That's TECNTV.com, Chosen Generation Radio with Pastor Greg. God bless you and God bless America. Hi, this is Pastor Greg for Cocolassus. Cocolassus, right here, folks. This stuff is absolutely delicious. Dark cocoa and black molasses. And talk about healthy. Wow. Vitamins, minerals, nutrients. This stuff is absolutely dynamite. And it tastes great. Just take a cup of hot water and take some Cocolassus, measure it out, and I'm going to get every last drop of it right here, boy. Take my spoon, scoop that cup right out so I can get every last drop of Cocolassus.
Now, back to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg.
Pastor Greg.
And don't forget, you can get more Chosen Generation at www.chosengenerationradio.com.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. I'm going to give you, some word to go with this. Colossians 2 says, "For I would that ye knew what great conflict I have for you and for them at Laodicea, and for as many as have not seen my face in the flesh, that their hearts might be comforted, being knit together in love, and unto all riches of the full assurance of understanding to the acknowledgement of the mystery." Mysterion is that word, a mystery or secret doctrine, the counsels of God once hidden but now revealed in the gospel. The acknowledgement of the mystery of God and of the Father and of Christ, in whom are hid all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. That's why Thomas Jefferson and Solomon both came to the same conclusion about God, about where wisdom and knowledge were hidden. In whom are hid all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. And this I say, lest any man should beguile you with enticing words. For though I be absent in the flesh, yet I am with you in the spirit, joying and beholding your order and the steadfastness of your faith in Christ. As ye have therefore received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk ye in him, rooted and built up in him, and established in the faith, as ye have been taught, abounding therein with thanksgiving. Beware, lest any man spoil you through philosophy and vain deceit, after the tradition of men, after the rudiments of the world, and not after Christ. For in him dwelleth in the fullness, all the fullness of the Godhead bodily. And listen to this. And ye are complete in him, which is the head of all principality and power. That's where I've shared before. Jesus Christ is the head of all of the angelic beings. Every being in heaven, Jesus Christ is the head. Of course he is. He's God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Three in one. In whom also you are circumcised with the circumcision made without hands. That means cutting away. In putting off the body of the sins of the flesh by the circumcision of Christ. Listen to that again. In putting off the body of the sins of the flesh by the circumcision of Christ, buried with him in baptism, wherein ye also are risen with him through the faith of the operation of God. God's faith, the faith of Jesus Christ pulsating inside of you, my dear brothers and sisters. And you being dead in your sins and the uncircumcision of your flesh, he hath quickened together with him, having forgiven you all trespasses. This is good news. And you being dead in your sins, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. I'm talking to you today. If you are a homosexual, I'm talking to you today. If you are a drug addict, I'm talking to you today. Whatever you have done, I'm talking to you today. If you've lied, if you've cheated, if you've stolen, whatever you have done, I am talking to you today. Even if you think I only did little tiny stuff, I'm talking to you today. And you being dead in your sins and the uncircumcision of your flesh, hath he quickened together with him, having forgiven you all trespasses, blotting out the handwriting of ordinances that was against us. All of those things written in the ledger that condemned us. Jesus Christ said, I didn't come into the world to condemn it, because why? The world is already condemned. Look it up, John chapter 3. Look it up. He didn't have to come in to condemn the world. He said right at the very beginning, when he's explaining to Nicodemus the responsibility and the necessity of a believer to die and be raised again. You must be born again. You must be born again. And that's the good news. You don't do it. And you, being dead in your sins and the uncircumcision of your flesh, hath he quickened together. That means he gave you a spark, having forgiven you all trespasses, blotting out the handwriting of ordinance that was against us, which was contrary to us, and took it away, nailing it to his cross. Having spoiled principalities and powers, he made a show of them openly, triumphing over them in it. So here he is, and he has subdued the evil principalities and powers. And he has testified of his might and his greatness and his power to the heavenly powers, to the angelic realm, to Michael and to Gabriel. And he has pronounced, I had a plan. I had a plan. My plan was that I, myself, God in the flesh, would come to earth, die on that cross, shed my own blood, wash away the handwriting, wash it away. And now he has totally done this. It's an amazing thing to understand, folks. It's the thing that sets us free, but it is also the thing upon which our conservative beliefs and values are founded. Our founders gave us an amazing truth. Freedom of speech, freedom of religion, freedom to redress the government, freedom to gather together peaceably to express those concerns, and a free press that is supposed to be keeping those entities honest by being that microphone to the people that calls them out when they're getting out of line. Do you know that in the old days that the church, just like in the Ukraine, as a matter of fact, if you've listened to Vitaly talk, he talks about the fact that it is the church that's at the center of their life. The church is at the center of everything that they do. Pretty amazing. The church sits at the entrance of the village. In olden times here in America, the church was the center and the community was built around the church. And when the newspaper people would come into the town, if they wrote something that wasn't true, if they wrote a lie, the minister would grab that paper, go down to the editor and say, you will retract this, you will change this, you will put in a retraction, you will edit this, or it will be the topic of my sermon on Sunday. And that's what they did. They called out the lies that were in the press. And they said, that does not go here in this town. Fake news. Fake news. That's what Donald Trump said. Fake news. He came out against fake news. Ladies and gentlemen, so critically important that we understand that our rights come from God, not from men. And we have the authority and the right to demand them back. I'm your host, Pastor Greg, back with more after this.
Sexual predators and comprehensive sex education both break down inhibitions. That's what they start with. They also gain trust with the child and then slowly start to get them towards sexual activity.
Anything goes. You are teaching children adult child sex. You're teaching transgender issues. And, you know, children are moldable and influenced by that.
They said, okay, now we need you and your team to be able to explain what homosexuality is to a four-year-old student.
To introduce this kind of material at that age, frankly, it's child abuse.
You're going to teach our children that it's okay for any two children of any age, of any sex, to have sexual intercourse with each other as long as two components are present, one's using a condom and they both give consent. Did I hear that correctly?
It's not a neutral venue. There's no such thing. Okay, the schools are doing your job. They are discipling your children, but they're not discipling them in the faith of Jesus Christ.
It's only the exceptional child that even survives that system. Most do not survive, most have not survived.
They believe that children are sexual from birth and that they deserve and have the right to be sexually active and to seek sexual pleasure. And if anyone is stopping them from that, then you are judging and oppressing them.
Even kindergarten now, they're wanting to teach them more and more perverse information and acts and put that into the children's minds. And once that poison is in the child's mind, it doesn't leave. They'll always remember what they learned. And it's by design, it's orchestrated.
In my humble opinion, it will be worse before it gets better.